But the inferior animals provide for themselves and their young without any of these things. Now for the second distinction. Man, in all his operations, makes mistakes. Animals make none. Did you ever hear of such a thing as a bird sitting on a twig lamenting over her half-finished nest and puzzling her little head to know how to complete it? Or did you ever see the cells of a beehive in clumsy, irregular shapes? Or observe anything like a discussion in the little community, as if there were a difference of opinion among the architects? The lower animals are even better physicians than we are, for when they are ill, they will, many of them, seek out some particular herb which they do not use as food, and which possesses a medicinal quality exactly suited to the complaint, whereas the whole college of physicians will dispute for a century about the virtues of a single drug. Man undertakes nothing in which he is not more or less puzzled, and must try numberless experiments before he can bring his undertakings to anything like perfection. Even the simplest operations of domestic life are not well performed without some experience, and the term of man's life is half wasted before he has done with his mistakes and begins to profit by his lessons.